Welcome to In My Own Words, where we stand on our opinions like Cinnamon Toast Crunch stands for putting surprises back in the boxes. Happy Throwback Thursday. Welcome back to the 90s. Let's start the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 70 of the In My Own Words podcast. I'm your host, Tony R. Sanders. Happy Thursday, everybody. Super happy to have you guys here for another episode of the In My Own Words podcast. We got to talk about Shrimpgate, right? Let's just get into it. Forget all the high and updates on my week. You don't want to hear about my week. I'm tired. That's what my week has been. I've been working a lot, having a lot of fun, but I'm tired. You don't want to hear that. What you want to hear about is Shrimpgate. So for those of you who don't know, there was a gentleman who posted an image on Twitter of shrimp in his Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Now, a couple different things I thought about when this happened. The first thing I thought was, shrimp is not supposed to be in your Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Like, instant reaction, that was the first thing I thought. Then I thought, I wouldn't be mad if shrimp was in my Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Like, not really. I mean, I would be mad, but I wouldn't. Like, I like shrimp and I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You know what I'm saying? If you came to my bakery and you bought a dozen cupcakes, and when you opened it, in addition to a dozen cupcakes, there was a donut in there, you wouldn't be mad about the donut if you like donuts. Right? I know that's kind of not the same. Like, cereal and seafood are not as closely related to donuts and cupcakes. I get that. But what I'm saying is I like both of those things. But then it got worse. Then I looked closer at the picture and I realized that these weren't full shrimp. These shrimp had been eaten already. It wasn't even shrimp. We just stopped calling. He found shrimp tails in his Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Now, that would have pissed me off because, going back to my earlier analogy, it's like you order a dozen cupcakes and then you get a half-bitten donut or donut crumbs and you're that will piss me off. So now I'm with you, right? And then the next thing I thought was, oh, they're throwing it back to the 90s. I remember when they used to do, you know, great gifts, great things that would come in a cereal package and you'd open it up and there's like a He-Man doll in there. There's like a tiny action figure in there. There's a little fingerboards. You remember the fingerboards that used to be, I never could get that right at lunch in sixth grade. I was always the kid like cheating. Like I put my thumb under it, cheating with the fingerboard. I could never do all of those. Could never do it. But I remember that. And sometimes, you know, you got to get readjusted when you go back to doing the old thing. I was just joking with my wife this past weekend about the saying, it's just like riding a bike. That's a funny saying. We all know that saying. You've heard that saying. It's just like riding a bike. You know, you go back to do something that you haven't done for a while, and then it just comes back to you because it's, quote, just like riding a bike. Well, here's the thing. I went bike riding recently. Me and my wife and my brothers and their wives, and that wasn't as easy as that saying would make you believe it is. My wife's going to kill me for telling this, but I'm going to tell it anyway, because, you know, who cares? My wife ran into a sign, not like a moving sign, not like someone was holding a sign, not like someone stuck a sign in the middle of the road. I mean, like, we were on the path. She like went off the path and was going straight towards the sign and crashed into it. And it wasn't like she was going so fast that she couldn't stop. It was like she was going so slow that I'm pretty sure she wasn't pedaling. Like, whatever momentum had that she started with her first like push off, that's all she had. It was literally slow motion. Like, I'm gonna show you. This is my wife. This is the sign. It was like this. Hey, you're going to hit the sign. You hit the sign. It was like so slow. It was avoidable. Now thinking back on it, I didn't think she was actually going to hit the sign. But now knowing she was going to hit the sign, I probably could have put my bike down, adjusted my garments, brushed myself off, went over, moved the sign out the ground and threw it somewhere and just let her keep going. I probably had enough time to do all that. I probably had enough time. But what I'm saying again, sometimes when you go back to the old thing, it's not as easy as you think. So maybe they were thinking about ideas and, you know, someone in the creative room said, how about shrimp? And they said, how about no? But, you know, they had already tried it and it didn't work out. They tried it with one guy and it didn't work out. So I laughed. It was a funny story and it was all good, right? We all laughed about that on the timeline the other day and it was all funny. And then it got deep. Now, I'm thinking throwback to the 90s because, you know, cereal toys in the cereal boxes and all these things. What I didn't know is how weird this story got. Here's how weird it got. Here's the first layer of weirdness. The guy who posted the picture, who I didn't know, right? I just saw an account like you guys saw an account. I saw a picture. It's like, whoa, it's crazy. His last name is Karp. I'm just going to let that sink in. His last name is Karp, like the fish. So, out of all the people in the world that could potentially find shrimp in their cereal box, a crustacean of the sea, a guy last name Karp? Okay, that's kind of weird, right? Nothing there, though. It's just kind of, all right, that's a little weird. Then I get that this guy, Karp, is married to a lady whose maiden name was Fischl. Okay, so Karp and Fischl walk into a grocery store. This sounds like an opening of a very bad joke. I got the dad jokes book behind me. There's not a joke in there that bad. Karp and Fischl walk into a cereal store. They open their cereal box, and what do they get? Shrimp. That's just like, you can't write a worse joke than that. And then I realize that the lady whose last name is Fischl, her maiden name is Fischl, her last name's Karp now. Fischl Karp is just a weird combination. But I realize that the lady is our beloved Topanga from Boy Meets World. What is happening at this intersection of life that you have a 90s throwback of toys being in cereal from a lady and a man with the last name Fischl and Karp from a 90s TV show called Boy Meets World? What is happening? And this boy met the world through shrimp and Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I can't explain it. This is where I need my conspiracy theory music going on here. This is just a weird bundle of coincidences. Unless you don't believe in coincidences. This is the part of the show, if we had a budget, where we get all the conspiracy theorists to come out and they sit next to me, right? Alex Jones is next to me. I know, boo, you guys don't like Alex Jones. And he's explaining the deep, deep state of how fish and carp and the 90s all came together at General Mills to poison the lifeblood of the children through Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I don't know. I just think that it's crazy that all those coincidences happen together. How many coincidences need to happen before there's some type of conspiracy theory? Like how many? And I do want to say, Cinnamon Toast did issue a statement because this is very big news. So I want to get to their statement. Let me pull it up here. Topanga, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Shrimp Tail Guy. They call it the Shrimp Tail Guy. Danielle Fischl Karp. What a name. What a name. Okay, here we go. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Their statement. They say, while we are still investigating this matter, we can say with confidence that this did not occur at our facility. Now, how can they say that with confidence? I don't know. I'm guessing that General Mills doesn't make anything with shrimp in it. We are waiting for the customer to send us the packets to investigate further. any consumers who notice their cereal box or bag has been tampered with, such as the clear tape that was found in this case, should contact us. So, turns out they're not going back to the 90s. They're not putting new cool toys in your cereal boxes. This was just one big old coincidence. Or was it? Shrimpgate 2021. Okay, I got a good one for you guys for marriage advice and nobody asked for. I have two of them. I can't really decide which one to do. There's one about, they're both about going out. But in one scenario, the husband wants to go out and the wife doesn't want to go. Okay. And then in the other scenario, the husband went out and the wife didn't go. Now, we're going to put up a poll right now in your car. There's a poll going. Tell me which one you want, and I'm going to tell you which one you picked. Go ahead. You're watching this at home. Go ahead. I'm listening. Uh-huh. Okay. Got it. Here we go. This one says, husband's phone died doing happy hour with coworkers. Oh, boy. Shrimpgate 2.0. No, husband phones died during happy hour with coworkers. Okay. My husband said that he wouldn't stay long for happy hour with new coworkers and said he would bring home food. Okay. I assumed he would be home around 7 or 8 p.m. I looked at the clock and it was 9:45 p.m., but I didn't hear from him. I called, sent a text, and checked his location. So I drove past the bar. Whoa, that escalated quickly. I drove past the bar to check if the car was there. The car was still there, so I drove back home. Then an hour later, I still didn't hear from him. The bar closed at 10 p.m., but it was 11 p.m. I drove past again. The car was still there, and a handful of people standing in a circle. My husband called me at 11:15 and said, sorry, my phone died, but I made a bunch of new friends. I need your advice. Okay, there's a lot to break down here. First of all, I've been in this exact situation before. I've been the new guy at the job, or even been at the job for a while, and you know, I don't normally socialize because I am not a very social person, despite what you may think or what you may see on this podcast. I'm very much an introvert, but I've been the guy that's going out and I have to let my wife know that things are going out. But there are multiple problems here. And I always tell you guys when we do this segment, I don't believe that there's ever a situation where one person was in a relationship where one person was 100% in the wrong. Right? I don't believe that it's a zero-sum game where, you know, I'm 100% wrong and you're 100% right. Or I'm 100% right and you're 100% wrong. I just don't believe in that. I believe that there's always going to be fault on multiple people's behalf. And there's always going to be accountability on multiple people's behalf. Right? Now, what could happen in some cases, and very often it happens, is that whoever is deemed to be more wrong, or even better yet, the person that's deemed to be more hurt by whatever happened that's wrong, normally pushes all the responsibility and the accountability onto the other person. Because I'm hurt, so I'm not going to do anything, and you have to fix my hurt. That's a whole nother topic that we don't even have time for. We can't even cover on this episode. But that's what normally happens. But let's go through this statement again. Let's go through this advice again, because we want to give her advice. This comes from Pebbles. We want to give Pebbles some advice. So let's walk through this again. My husband said that he wouldn't stay long for happy hour with his new coworkers, and he said that he would bring home food. Let's stop right there. That already lets me know that the problem is she feels like he went back on his word. She started out with saying, this is what he said. And that gives me maybe an idea that they've had issues of him saying something and not doing it in the past. I'm just reading the tea leaves. I'm telling you, when you get married, when you get into relationships, I've seen it too many times. There's always a bigger issue at play. It's never the issue. It's the bigger issue. Let's keep reading. I assume, stop right there. Man, when we can take assumption out of the game, beautiful things happen. When we can take assumption out of the game, beautiful things happen. I'm a person, I'm very intuitive. I can have hints on things. I can have a hunch about things. I can have intuition around situations. But I've learned to prove out my assumptions before asserting them on someone else. Get that for a second. I'm not telling you to not have assumptions. I actually learned this through the sales world, right? When you're a salesperson, you have great instincts about something. You know your customer well, you know your product well. But if you jump to that conclusion too fast, you can damage their relationship. You can lose that sale because you didn't give them time to even build trust with you. You didn't give them time to actually reveal and prove out the things that you were assuming. So you can blow the whole deal up by jumping to your assumptions too soon. The same thing happens in any other relationship. Yeah, if I have assumptions about something, yet I never follow through to prove those assumptions, then we're not even playing from the same playbook. So she assumed that he'd be around by seven or eight. Context clues, right? You're going to bring home food. We normally eat dinner around 7 or 8. You should bring it home 7 or 8. That's what she's thinking. Very logical train of thought. He's just saying, I'm not going to stay long, which means I don't really know how long I'm going to stay. Also a very logical train of thought. But there's a miscommunication right there that I think is going to blow up a little bit later. So she's going on about her night. She looked at the clock, and it was 9:45, and she hadn't heard a word. Now, that's a mistake. Fellas, anytime you go out without your lady, trust me on this one. Even if she says you don't have to, even if she says she doesn't need you to, even if she says she doesn't want you to, my advice to you, if you're out with your lady, out without your lady, especially in the evening time, please check in. Please send a little note. Please send an update. It doesn't have to be super long. It doesn't have to be your play-by-play. It's not about controlling, right? As a man, a part of your job is security, and that's physical security and emotional security. Men jump up really quick when it comes to the physical security. Man, that's my woman. I got to protect my woman. Well, what about her emotional security, right? I want to make sure that my woman always feels secure. So send that message. Hey, babe, just giving you an update. This is kind of crazy. I love giving my wife commentary about where I'm at because I observe things, and a lot of those things I can't share in the moment. So I'm like, babe, you're not going to guess what happened right here. You're not going to guess who just showed up. Remember the dude I told you working in marketing with the shirt? He's here with the same shirt on 2 weeks in a row. It's crazy, ain't it? You know, I don't know. That was a bad example. But what I'm saying is I love to give her the play-by-play update, you know, from that perspective. And you don't have to do that every 2 minutes, but here and there, hey, just letting you know, probably going to stay for another hour or so. Hey, just letting you know, I thought it was going to be an hour, probably stay for another 2 hours or so. Or, hey, we haven't got our food yet. You know, I'm keeping her up to date because I want her to be secure in anything I'm doing without her, outside of her, or even with her for that matter. Right? Now, this is where things escalated, right? Because it's 9:45, she hasn't heard a word. She called, he didn't answer. She texts, he didn't answer. Now it goes to, okay, now I'm checking your location to see if you went where you actually said you were going. And then she saw he was at the bar from his location, and she still hopped in the car to go verify that he was actually there. That's the part I don't understand. That's the part that leads me to believe there's a bigger issue at play, something else that's happened before where he has either broken your trust or not fully gained your trust for whatever reason, right? And sometimes, men, it's difficult for us to gain a woman's trust because something that woman has done in the past with someone else that has nothing to do with us, right? But a lot of times, we haven't gained her trust because we've broken it in certain ways, right? By not making her feel emotionally secure. So did she overreact by jumping in the car? Absolutely. That's absolutely an overreaction. But I think it's significant because it signifies a bigger issue in their relationship, right? Her jumping in the car, coming to look for you. That's one. You don't want to look out the window and see your wife's car swerving in the parking lot and realizing that your phone has died and you haven't done what you needed to do. And then she went back home. an hour later, still didn't hear from him, jumped back in the car again and head there and saw a group of people standing in a circle. I guarantee you he saw that vehicle. It's 11 o'clock. It's late. His clock has to be ticking like, oh my God, I didn't expect to be out this late. I didn't expect to have this much fun, these many connections. I got to make sure that I get home. And then you see her car. Oh my God, he's terrified. As far as advice on how to handle this situation, I always say, don't deal with the symptoms. Deal with the root of the issue. The root of the issue is not that your husband went out with friends and he stayed later or longer than he expected or than you expected. That's not the issue. The issue is there's a communication issue, right, that stems from a trust issue. The big issue is I don't trust you. That's hard to say, especially in a marriage. So I need your communication to be better until we build up a solid level of trust. Now, that's how I talk. That's the truth. That's straight. No chaser. That's the conversation that you guys need to have. Now, you probably won't have that conversation. What you'll probably do is, hey, you need to call me when you're never going out with your friends again. You're never going out with coworkers again. And the next time he wants to do it, you're going to be called, you know, it's causing attitude and it's going to cause resentment. And he's going to drink more than he should when he's out because he's sad. And he knows he's got to deal with you, or he's going to not go network with some of his new coworkers. And he's going to not like the job because he's feeling like he's missing out on opportunities. You can avoid all that just by the truth. The truth really is the best remedy for most situations. That's why I love comedy. In closing, I love comedy because it's my pulpit of truth. I can go up there and speak my truth whenever I want, however I want. And as long as you guys laugh, it's all good, right? And so speak the truth into your relationship. Go and address the actual problem, not the issue. Address the situation that not address the situation that happened, but address the situation underneath that situation. Talk about your trust issues. Talk about your communication issues. Well, that's been episode 70 of the In My Own Words podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Have a great rest of your week and weekend. I know a lot of you guys are going to be on spring break. In fact, I'm going to be on spring break next week. So no podcast for me next week. I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. That's the In My Own Words podcast. Peace.